Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a couple things that we want to talk about this morning.
Sure.
Net neutrality.
Yep.
Like, it is not Obamacare, right?
Right. Well, yeah, you're talking about something Ted Cruz said, yes. Which is net neutrality is the way the Internet has been from the very beginning. So by keeping net neutrality, you're not changing the way the Internet works. Let me explain what it is.
Sure.
Net neutrality is basically treating all content on the Internet the same. So content can be email, website, video, Fox News web streaming, or the New York Times, or a hardware store. All content goes at the same speed, so people can view it at the same speed. And the reason that's important is that it creates a level playing field for all innovation. And I'll give you an example that I like to use, YouTube. Before YouTube, there was something called Google Video, and it wasn't very good. And these three guys started YouTube over a pizzeria in San Mateo, California, and because their content was allowed to flow to the user at the same speed as Google Video, people were able to sample it and say, I like this better. And it won out. YouTube won out. And a few years later, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. And that's been all the innovation on the Internet has happened not just while we've had net neutrality, it's because we've had net neutrality. So that's why I want the next Facebook to come from, the University of Minnesota, Duluth, from the dorm room there, mm-hmm. or anywhere in Minnesota or anywhere in the United States. If it adds to the value, if it adds economic activity, the Internet has been a tremendous provider of economic activity and growth in our country, and will just continue to be if we keep a level playing field. Now, the FCC has, in April, put out the idea of letting ISPs, Internet Service Providers, and that'd be like Comcast or Time Warner Cable or Verizon, to let them charge extra to companies to get paid prioritization or get into a fast lane. And this would basically make a have and have nots system to providing content. And under that, YouTube never would have had a chance, and it would stifle innovation. The only people who can get fast lanes would be people who pay for it. That cost would be passed on to you, the consumer, people consuming content. So this is basically a few companies, the Internet service providers, would get all this money, and the consumer would be paying extra, and we'd get less innovation. And it's a really, really, really bad idea.
We get all those ads a lot quicker.
What you'd get quicker is just all the content would be that you get quicker would be provided by corporations that mm-hmm. can afford to pay for its content. So basically, and this includes news, and so as a result, if WTIP is webcast, you may not be able to compete with other radio stations that can afford to, webcast faster, to get into the fast lane.
Now, you support this, and the president does too, right?
Yes, the president has weighed in, as have 3.7 million Americans. When the FCC suggested this idea of paid prioritization, it's not a new idea. The Internet service providers have been wanting to do this for a while to increase their profits. Mm-hmm. But when the FCC actually floated this idea, They got 3.7 million Americans who commented on it. They made a comment period. They had to extend it because so many people weighed in. There's been a sampling of this 3.7 million comments. More than 99% are pro-net neutrality. So there's been a real pushback by people who have understanding of how the Internet works, saying, don't do this. Don't do a fast lane. Keep the Internet the way it's been. The way it's been has been working.
Well, it seems to me that a lot of the criticism of net neutrality has tried to couch it as government intervention. But
right. Basically,
what you're saying is that it's just keeping things the way it is.
It is keeping things the way it is. And the FCC has tried to implement net neutrality in the past, has tried to lock it in as that's the way it's going to work. And the courts have overruled them and come back and said the only way that you can do this legally is to reclassify this as a telecommunications service as opposed to an information service. And it sounds like, what's the distinction there? There is a distinction, and the distinction is basically saying, okay, you can treat this like a utility. And that's where it sounds like, oh, my goodness, now they're regulating the Internet. It's just basically saying that we just have to keep the Internet open. That's the only change here, really. I mean, in fact, it's not a change. It's keeping things exactly the same. But that's what would happen by reclassifying this as a telecommunications service as opposed to an information service. It would allow, it would give the government the authority to keep the Internet the way it's been.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you're busy, and welcome back to the Senate.
Thank you.
And we will talk with you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.